Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to all of you. I'm Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. Frederick Buechner passed away recently, and anyone who is a minister owes him a lot for all that he gave them, for sermons now and in the past. He wrote a book called The Final Beast. And in that particular book, he has a young minister who's been counseling with a woman who confesses to him that she's been unfaithful to her husband and she's been struggling. And he doesn't know exactly what to do in his counseling with her. And finally, he goes to kind of a zany spiritual director of some kind by the name of Fanny. And he checks her out for just a moment and says, well, what should I be doing with this woman? What does she need? What's going on? And this zany spiritual leader said, give her what she really wants, Nicolette, that's his name. Give her what, for Christ's sake, he says. And she says, for Christ's sake. And that's the time that she took a deep breath and let it out slowly, shaking her head. Give her the only thing you have to give. And then she almost shouted at him, forgive her for Christ's sake, little priest. But she knows that I forgive her. She doesn't know that God forgives her. That's the only power that you have to tell her that. Not just God forgives her for the poor little adultery that she committed, but the faces that she can't look at right now, the man's, her husband's, her own face half the time. Tell her he forgives her for being lonely and bored and not being full of joy with a house full of children. That's what sin really is, she said. You know, not being full of joy. Tell her that sin is forgiven, because whether she knows it or not, that's what she wants more than anything else, what all of us want. What on earth do you think you were ordained for? There's one part of me that thinks that every minister who's ever been ordained should read that story and then remember the analogy given from the Mariana Trenches that goes down 5+ miles, that all of those things that we're sorry for have been buried down there by God, never to come to the surface again. The big deal is forgiving ourselves, which is what God wants for us more than anything. I am Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes.